7.6.
So, could you tell us a little bit about the four pieces of art and explain the ideas that they are somehow communicating?
Okay, let's start with the frog. It's called Kobe Frog, and it's by the Dutch artist Florentine Hoffman. And it's an enormous, inflatable, 10 meters high object. And it was made in 2011 for a particular place, the roof of the Museum of Art in Kobe in Japan. And Kobe was the site of a very severe earthquake in 1995. And the frog is wearing a party hat, and it sits very close to the edge of the roof. The artist says that it's about enjoying life and having a flexible attitude in times of disaster. I'm not sure whether the people of Kobe would agree with that. Next, we come to the stones. This is a work called Blenheim Ffestiniog Circle. Blenheim Ffestiniog is the name of a town in Wales, and this work is by the artist Richard Long, and it was in an exhibition of his called Heaven and Earth. And what Richard Long does is that he spends months of the year walking through different landscapes, and he creates art out of the things he finds there. His main theme is the relationship between art and landscape, and here he has created a beautiful, harmonious arrangement of different local stones that he's chosen. And what he wants to do is to make people stop and look and realize how beautiful the countryside, and in this case, the stones also, can be. Then we come to the cot, and this is a modern sculpture by Mona Hatoum, and it's called Incommunicado. And at first sight, you might think it was a baby's cot. It doesn't look like a modern cot, but it looks as if it might be a hospital cot from, say, 50 years ago. But when you look at it a bit more closely, you notice that there's something strange about the bottom of the cot, where the support for the mattress should be. And in fact, it's a series of very sharp wires. Mona Hatoum is a Palestinian artist who was born in Beirut, but she was stranded in London after civil war broke out in Lebanon. And I think if we ask ourselves what her idea might be, well, it's a cot, and a cot is normally a protective bed for a baby, where a baby will be safe. But this cot is the opposite of that. So if you got into this cot, instead of being safe, you'd be seriously damaged or seriously injured. I think this cot is a kind of metaphor for the idea of the state, the country that should look after you, your mother country or your fatherland. But in an extreme political situation, instead of being safe or being at home, you feel threatened because of political oppression. And I think probably that's the metaphor that she's making here. Finally, there's Pharmacy. This is an installation by Damien Hirst, and it occupies a whole room. If you were in an art gallery and you suddenly walked into this room, you might almost think you'd walked into a real pharmacy by accident. But if you start looking, you'll start seeing things which look strange. For example, there are four little stools that, the kind of stools you use to reach up to higher shelves, and on top of each one is a bowl with honey in it. And if you look up, suspended from the ceiling, there is a kind of machine for killing insects. And there are four old-fashioned apothecary bottles, which originally were in pharmacies because they were meant to represent the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, but which you wouldn't often see in a pharmacy today. So what could the idea be about here? Well, most of Hirst's works, like the work of many artists of the past, are about life and death. The honey attracts flies to come in, or other insects, but they end up zapped in the insecticutor, the killing machine. Drugs, medicines, to us, represent healing. So people might come into a pharmacy to get better. But even if you spend thousands of pounds on drugs, in the end you, like the flies, will die. But we also have the four bottles, which are the four primary colours, the tools, the materials of the artist. And I think he's also saying that art, like drugs, can cure, can heal, if not the body, then the spirit.